This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Look, sometimes you're at the free throw line and you need two and you can only get one there and you got to find a way to get to the line.
Last time I found a way to get to the line, I had to go right to the bathroom. That's when I puked in studio.
And so. I think the last time happened when I had Jack in the Box is I puked the other way. And I was immediately came to the station, the building, and it was after a breakfast sandwich. And I think that took about 5 to 10 minutes to digest completely through my system.
You got to be in to do it.
Oh, I was in something. I was in trouble. That's for sure.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
I had to step out of the sales meeting immediately.
That was Joe's throne that morning, right?
Oh, dude.
How rough is
absolute
that?
Absolute paint job.
How rough is that when you're in the middle of a meeting and then you got your whole team with you?
And then just.
And it's like, yo, hey, you're time right? out. Look, I am paying attention. I am here. I am observant. But I got a boogie.
Well, if anybody else was observant, maybe they'd understand or hear that bubble gut sound.
Somebody sitting next to you, and they're like, oh, God, Joe, like, you got to go, don't you?
I can hear that three people down, bro.
And that's not even one of those where you can even let out, like, a little, you know, exhaust, a little something.
Oh, there's no tooting involved.
Oh, dude, anything that happens there, it is just...
That is...
You're touching cloth at that point.
There is a... what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a do not resuscitate. It's like it's a DNR.
Is there more?
It's like don't even try it. Don't even do anything.
It's the
I gotta go.
It's the don't gamble. That's I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't even try
that. Gamble is like the gamble of your life. Because what's worse? I gotta leave this meeting right now because, or I gotta leave this meeting right now because.
Is there a worse nightmare scenario than crapping your pants at work? I can't imagine, like, a realistic situation. Like, if you throw up, someone's like, oh, my God, go home, you poor thing. But if you crap yourself as an adult male at work, I don't think you can come back. I think you might just have to put the not even the 2 weeks in, the 2 hours in. I'm not coming back
ever.
Yeah,
can you get away with, like, sharding? Can you say that on the air? Can you say sharding on the air?
I think so.
I think
we are. Like, I'm letting it go.
We're letting it go. All right.
Hopefully boss man doesn't get mad.
If you shart in that meeting and it's right near the end, you know, boss man Cooley, resident Red Sox fan, is sitting there going like, you know, guys, thanks. This was a great meeting. I just want to say, then you're like, oh, I just want to say this things have been great and get back out there and do your thing. You're like, yeah, great meeting. And then you just kind of. Penguin shuffle your way to the bathroom, throw your underwear in the trash can. You ever thrown your underwear away in the trash can?
I'm trying to recall. I feel like there was
I did one, it in college. Once.
I feel like I was going to say once. I feel like there was one time, but I can't recall.
Bless you.
Big sneeze.
That was actually not a sneeze. That was, can we end this segment? Oakley dokley.
I had to throw mine in the fire, not in the trash, but we were camping, so we just threw it right in the fire. But I was 5 years old, and I'd kept telling, you know, like when you're camping and you go to the restroom.
I was hoping he was going to say 25 years old.
Can you imagine that smell of burnt fabric in S.
Well, it's my dad's own damn fault, because when you got a 5-year-old kid.
Oh, deflecting. Here we go. Yes. Here comes the deflecting.
When you're at a campground, and my dad would tell it the same way all morning through breakfast, I kept nudging my dad. Dad, can you walk me down to the bathroom? I gotta go. Oh, son, it's okay. We're gonna go here after breakfast. We'll all go together. And
you
obviously,
say that while this was while camping?
Yes.
Dad taught you a valuable lesson. If you gotta go, baby, just go.
Especially camping.
You gotta walk your own ass to that. To that thing by yourself.
Go eight trees down and take a squat, my boy.
Yes,
dig a hole.
Learned
look
that
for
valuable
some leaves
lesson.
Of three.
Because not only did my underwear go in, but my pants went in too. So it was quite the lesson, and my parents both were like, all right, we probably should have walked, but you guys are right. I should have just ran down there myself.
I think there's a classic Simpsons line, leaves of three, let it be.
I also,
and then Homer says, leaves of four, eat some more.
I also worked with somebody who did S themselves at a holiday party.
And you know, I know
they did not show their face ever again.
I know somebody. Me. I know somebody that once got 86 from their holiday party, and the next day were fired.
Oh, because of what they did at the holiday party,
of messing themselves.
I mean, I'm not friends with this guy. I just came across this human.
Yeah, just know him. Yeah, just an acquaintance, right?
Just like, ooh,
that'd be rough.
You could smell it. See, this person when it
we had Boss Man Baton Rouge. We had his going away party, and the whole time you're there, you're like, let's make sure, you know, the drinks are on the house, and we're not, you know, we're not paying for them, and you can do whatever you want. Let's make sure we are not going to get fired the next day. But now we got the Iceman in charge, so who knows? Maybe things slide a little bit.
You know, it's great, and I feel like Dirt and Sprague brought this up the other day, where it's just like, the moment that Dusty, like, tries to critique and or, like, coach or something like that, be like, hey dude, remember after Jeff's party we went to Jerry's and got absolutely trashed? You remember that
6 years ago at
great.
Casa Diablo, and you were just on
that
the
was
rail.
Absolutely great. Anyways, what were you saying about how I need to do my job?
What was that air check?
God,
please teach me how to enunciate better.
Well, luckily, I have not crapped my pants at my job ever. Knock on wood, somewhere in the studio. I don't think there's wood in this studio. Oh, they took that little table out. Uh-oh. I'm going to be in trouble. I'm just asking.
Ditching the underwear, though, is the move.
Oh, yeah. You got to. Yeah.
Because you can use it for cleanup, too.
And is it not a total guy move where you are packing for a trip and you're like, all right, I'm going to be there for 3 days.
I need 4 pair.
Yeah.
You got to have a backup. Oh, I don't go 5.
Oh, I do. I go 2 backups.
I might double
up. You go 2 backups?
Well, I'm a sweaty mofo, so I just for the gooch sweat, I got to make sure that I've got a nice replacement. Yeah.
I might double
up. Can you
say
swamp ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's literally a drop.
As long as you're not adding the other word to ass.
Swamp ass and
nut fog. Well, I'm just checking here, all right?
Swamp ass.
I know the boss man's not listening, but what if he is?
Well, whatever. He's going to text all of us, be like, I am.
It's my new favorite thing about Boss Man is I know he ain't listening to this stupid ass show.
Who, Dusty?
Yeah.
Hey, that is the number one requirement of said program manager, brand manager.
He ain't listening to this dumb
always
show.
Be listening.
ABL. That's
I hope
fantastic.
He's listening. I hope the kids are in the car for this segment, too.
Kids, if you're in the car, your old man is fantastic. But even he has once crapped himself in public places.
Little Hera, little boy Hera. Make sure to always pack extras.
Always pack extra. Always pack extra. Oakley Doakley. Well, we do got a show for you today. You know, you ever had a job where you get a 30-day review? We're going to push that to 45 days.
And then you crap your pants.
We're going to push that to a 45-day review. And maybe they won't crap their pants.
They have not.
After this 45-day review.
They have not.
Plus, has the shine come off? Plus, we'll look around the league and see what's going on and what makes people happy and what makes people sad. Plus, fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. When we come back, I'm going to take a... I'm going to pull it back. I had this theory, and it was completely workplace poop their pants on. And I need to discuss it. So we're going to take a little side trip here coming up. In the next moment. That's Joe Fisher next to me. I got Schultzy on the ones and twos. Patrick Harris, 10 of the fan. Portland sports leader, don't you forget.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm going to hijack this show for a little bit.
Well, is it a hijack if you're already the pilot? A reroute, perhaps?
I think technically you can hijack a plane if you are the pilot.
I think so, too.
It's like MH370.
If you decide we're going to Philadelphia today, but instead we're going to a tower, then you can hijack.
Or if you took a bunch of mushrooms the day before.
That's so insane, dude.
That guy that took the Alaska plane.
I don't want to even eat mushrooms at my own house.
And if you look over this mountain, you'll see a rainbow.
Double rainbow. Start sobbing.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Rob and I talked about that last week. Like, the guy is sobbing. He's crying.
Hard on it.
I know. And apparently he was sober. Is what the folklore is, but that's not how it come across.
I think he's actually kind of like maybe autistic or something like that is what I've read.
Sure.
And he's been a rainbow chaser because he doesn't have much going on. I don't know. That's a whole deep story.
But I'm going to hijack this show for a minute for some serious, serious news. Look.
Those horns almost threw off my pacemaker.
I made a statement yesterday, and I doubled down on it today with some friends. When you see Oklahoma City lose at home in the first game of their playoff series, when you see the Celtics lose in their first game of their playoff series at home, and when you see the Cleveland Cavaliers lose in their first game of their home playoff series, my brain instantly goes to, I'm not going to watch game two. You know why? Because that's got blowout written all over it. The away team snuck a win, and they're going to say, you know what? We don't care. Enter Tyrese Haliburton. I like to think that despite not being, you know, a Danny Meringue level basketball guy, a Brandon Sprague basketball guy. I like to think I'm a basketball dirt guy.
I was gonna say, well, it's NBA dirt now.
Yeah, I like to think I'm an NBA dirt guy, which I do listen. You can catch them every single morning from 6 to 9 right here on The Fan. I like to think I'm more of a dirt basketball guy. I could have bet $1 billion. No Mobley, no Garland. I still will take Cleveland by 30. Because that's how this stuff plays out. Now I'm terrified that I am completely wrong and I am not basketball dirt.
Well, I think that if you are the Cleveland Cavaliers team, coaching staff, fan base, everybody, you got to be just mentally shook.
Oh.
Like, you have
Cleveland
that
right
game.
Now, that locker room right now, we're not far removed. Like, they are still in the locker room.
They are.
Guys might be doing press conferences, but they're still in the locker room.
If I'm in part of that Cavaliers team, I'm going to my nearest strip club as soon as possible.
And they don't have strip clubs in Cleveland.
Get into some debaucherous activities tonight to completely forget about what happened, but... That's one of those where...
I'm getting hammered.
Yeah,
I'll tell
you hit the bottom.
I might do
hard.
It at my house. I might not go to a bar because I don't want to see anybody. But I'm going to my house and the tequila is flowing.
Not only...
With like high life ponies next to it.
Yes,
you know?
Please.
Not only are you down 2-0, you were down 2-0 and you were leaving Cleveland. You were down 2-0 after having... A 7-point lead in the last minute after having a 15-point lead.
It was only 15? God, I feel like I looked up at one point in the first half and it was like 20.
Well, actually, no, excuse me. I think it was a...
Nobody cares about leads in the first half, so maybe that's not fair to say.
Well, it was a 12 or 13-point lead coming
into the second half.
Coming into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Because they got outscored 35-21, so whatever, math. That is a punch in the gut, a punch in the balls. That's a crapping yourself in the sales meeting, and you got to go home, and you don't know what to do.
Do I get a little bit of credit if Oklahoma City blows out Denver tomorrow and the Celtics blow out the Knicks tomorrow, do I get a little bit of credit for that?
Yeah, but I feel like...
because nobody sees this tonight.
I feel like only one of those things would happen more likely than the other. I feel like Oklahoma City could potentially beat the brakes off of Denver tomorrow, whereas that Boston-New York series, I think that's going to be spicy.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you watching Stephen A.?
No, I'm not.
Do you
I'm just
think this series is incredible?
I just think that the Knicks, their core players, like 1 through 4.
1-2 natties. I know. I watched it.
With Brunson, with Kat, with how Mikal Bridges played last night, with how OG Anunoby played last night. I think that 1 through 4, how they're playing, and that 1 through 4 right now is scaring me a little bit more than what the Celtics are putting out there.
I don't know. Kat kind of lost a little bit of my faith last night. Kat, it's like he'll show up sometimes, but then at other times just looks completely stupid. What did he have, like 2 turnovers and 2 missed baskets in a row? Like it was like a minute and a half long of just 4 total possessions given up by Kat.
And I get it. Like Kat is a goofy dude, but his play, like the one game does not make a playoff run for him. He has been pretty damn good.
That's true, but
especially defensively.
But I will always sit on this adage. Okay, it's like a LaMarcus thing in here. Would I rather have LaMarcus or Kat? I'd probably rather have LaMarcus. But it's one thing to it drives me absolutely bonkers when you were over 6'10" and you average like 4 rebounds a game. Like that S drives me absolutely bonkers. But that's why I am not a modern day NBA guy. Like I watch and I care and I give an S and I see what's going on and can break it down and can sit here and talk to you about it. But it absolutely drives me nuts that I watch Josh Hart drive to the lane and miss a shot and Kat is out at the 3-point line. I don't find that sustainable.
Yeah, I get you. It's modern NBA, though. But it's just, you know, the big guys, they don't play as big as they should. There's only a few true bigs left. And the guys that are truly bigs are not going to be your offensive, like, juggernauts. Whereas you're seeing the true bigs that can play down low in the post that are your leaders of the team. It's like 1 to 2 guys. It's Jokic and then Embiid if he is not falling apart at the seams. I mean, there really isn't a true center out there that is the core leader, core scorer offensively, offensive threat for a team in the league.
Let's think about it this way. So I felt going into today, I felt very strongly the Pacers would get run, the Nuggets would get run.
Well, and they were getting run.
And the Knicks will get run in their game too. Now I'm 0-for-1 right now. What kind of bet, not fiscally, but like reputation-wise, can I throw down to tell you that I think Denver and New York get run tomorrow?
Do you want to know
I want to know.
Do you want to know the spreads on these games?
Like,
right
do
now?
You want to put sandwiches down? Like, how do we want to do? Because I feel really confident about it. I'm a little shook by this Tyrese Halliburton situation, but I also know there was no Evan Mobley, no Garland. Like, Cleveland was short. Yes, they away at the end. They, Joe in a business meeting, figured that thing out at the end. But I feel very strongly that OKC will beat Denver tomorrow by 15, and Boston will beat New York by 10.
Do you want to know the spreads for tomorrow's game?
Sure.
Actually, no. Take a guess. That's more fun.
I've already seen it. Celtics by 8.5.
10.5.
Ooh, baby. See, proving my point. I will take, now that I know that, I will take the Thunder by 9.5.
The Thunder are dog. No, I'm kidding.
At home.
10.5.
10.5. Both of them are 10.5.
Yes.
I would like to find a way to non-monetary. Like, I don't want to put money down on it because I'm not a gambler guy. I leave that to you guys. What can I put on that I'll take both of those in a parlay to cover? The home teams. The faves.
I feel like a beer bet's always good.
Yeah, that's
beer's
that's
lame, man. I buy beer all the time. I need something that's gonna hurt.
Has nice drink there. Good sound effect.
I need something that's gonna hurt. Like, who doesn't love a good rubby action?
Do we do indecent proposal or something like
that? I don't know. No, you can't have my wife. She's off the table.
There's a massage place down the road.
There are few things in this world that I is an absolute no to.
Buy someone a back massage or something like that. I don't know.
I will give you the back massage.
I don't want it from you.
I'm good.
Live on YouTube at 1080 AM.
That's where we start our 1080 The OnlyFans.
Dude, I don't know.
We really should look into this. Can we talk to the Iceman?
Dude, there's a fetish for everything. If you don't want to see two middle-aged sports guys showing off their feet, I don't know what to tell you.
I'll tell you what. I'll take a two-team parlay. I got OKC covering the spread, and I got the Boston Celtics covering the spread. If they do not, I will do all the admin work to create 1080 The OnlyFans account.
You don't. That is, no.
Yes, I will. That is, I will put my reputation on the line right now for it.
That's going to be fun.
I would love to see what our new brand manager would have to say.
He's like,
well, he's the Iceman.
Listen, I got an idea.
He's probably at Casa Diablo right now. Who knows?
Listen, I got an idea. I think this is what's going to take us to the next level, boss.
OnlyFans.
Me showing off my feet.
I mean,
my wife's got hot feet.
Or you could do some bald boy stuff. Get on there.
There's a couple of us that can do some bald boy
stuff.
Suk,
oh,
just, that's true.
Oiling up.
Meringue is bald now.
Ortner's bald.
Ortner's bald. Look. I think
Rusty's bald.
I think this is a fair bet here. I'm going to take a two-team parlay, and if I lose, I have to create the 1080 of the Fan OnlyFans.
Question
is, what do I win?
How about we do some sort of food thing? Like, if you lose, what's a food you don't like? You don't like mayo.
I hate pineapple.
Really?
Pineapple and meatloaf. Those are my two.
I thought, no, Swag's the mayo guy.
I am also the mayo guy, but not to a Swag level.
I don't like mayo.
But I don't like mayo. Pineapple and meatloaf. They are two things that I'm just an absolute no.
Pineapple?
Yeah.
What?
Even fresh pineapple?
Yep. It's a flavor.
Okay.
It's not a texture.
What, it's too good?
Too sweet.
Yes, Joe.
It's too amazing.
It's like sex. I hate it so much, I don't want it.
Come on.
It's so good, I don't want it.
Meatloaf, I kind of get you on that. It's a little,
it's
dry.
Gross.
It's not necessary.
People.
Yeah, I mean, what is this, 1928?
It's for peasants.
Meatloaf is poor people.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you...
I ate meatloaf?
No, just wanted meat. Well, again, you, someone who doesn't like it. Would I eat a hunk of meatloaf if it was presented? Sure, I'll take a slice. But I have never once, the girlfriend's like, oh, what do you want for dinner?
You're like, babe, can you whip up a pineapple meatloaf?
Can we just do a wad of meat, please, covered in ketchup?
So dope.
Can we please do that? Yeah, no.
By the way, your hair looks great. Are those new shoes?
I got a meatloaf for you. That is, I hear you on
that. Oh, one of your friends?
Meatloaf is not necessary. But pineapple is fantastic, and I will hear nothing of the opposite.
I'll tell you what, Joe. If I do not hit this parlay, you can bring in some meatloaf, and I'll eat it.
Ooh.
I don't even want to do that. Like, I don't even want to seek out meatloaf. Is there a place in
Portland? Are you proving my point that meatloaf sucks?
Well, again, if it is presented a slice to me, someone's like, you want this slice of meatloaf fresh, out of the oven, warm, I'd be like, all right, let's dabble with this.
Well...
But I'm not making a meatloaf. I'm not asking my girlfriend to make a meatloaf. And I kind of want to know who in Portland, what purveyor has the best meatloaf in the city.
See, and the fan text lines always comes through on this. You just haven't had good meatloaf. Cool, man. Well, you haven't eaten good dog poop. So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I feel like that's a bit of a stretch.
You want to know?
I don't.
I wouldn't say meatloaf.
I don't,
dog
Joe.
Is literally feces.
Then give me something. I will hammer down.
Fine,
that
I'll
the
do
Thunder blow out and the Celtics blow out tomorrow, and I will probably blow out the day afterwards if you make me eat something bad.
If they don't, then I will find some place in this city that makes good quality meatloaf, and I will get a slice for you, and I will bring it in.
You want to know something funny? The
last first
class meal that we got on a plane, my wife and I, was meatloaf. So you guys, it's funny how you're saying it's like this cheap crap.
Was this Frontier?
It was not.
Spirit Airlines?
Frontier serves food?
No, it was an airline
it's
that
feces,
started...
actually.
Airline that started with a D. I'll leave it at that. But meatloaf apparently is highfalutin to some.
You know how Frontier has the animals on the tail? That's what they're serving you.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah. Just whatever they found, whatever they ran over.
It's a turtle on the tail. Like they're getting turtle.
They're turbines, and they catch birds. It actually catches them to cook them later for you.
Here's some seagull for you.
Oakley doakley. Well, let's really get into some baseball here, okay? Let's dive into your 45-day job performance. How you doing? All right? You told me you're a new employee. You told me things are going to be great. And here we are, 45 days in. How are they doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're going to talk about your Seattle Mariners. We'll do that next. But first, we'll toss it to Schultzy with sports.
Not going to lie, meatloaf kind of sounds good now.
Well, food sounds good now, Joe. That's true. We're on the air at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
Have you had dinner tonight, Joe?
You
had like a snack.
I went to New Seasons and I got some of their crispy orange chicken from the deli.
New Seasons underrated?
Oh, love dude.
New Seasons.
Not overrated. Well, underrated.
I'm trying to watch my my figure a little bit. I've been running.
Dude, I watch my figure when I get out of the shower and I go, boy, you fat. That's how I watch.
I'm doing this thing called jogging, or maybe it's yogging.
Yogging.
It's with a soft J. But, the crispy orange chicken.
Not bad.
For 4 ounces, only 106 calories. That's actually surprisingly low.
Okay.
And so I loaded up on that, and that's all I have. And then a almond roca that you just gave me.
Good sandwich bar there, too.
I just tried the cashew roca. Tastes exactly the same.
I feel like it's a bit sweeter.
Tastes exactly the same.
I know. Maybe I have to have
we could pause for a moment, and you could talk, and I could have another one and go back to back.
Maybe I need to have a Roca battle. Do they make any other Rocas outside of almond and cashew?
This is candy that nobody cares about, that for some reason we have at abundance. Like, we're the almond Roca factory here under the Fremont Bridge.
Yeah, nobody can dump Skittles off. It was almond Roca.
Yeah, how come we can't be an M&M off?
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Why aren't there like three Musketeers in there?
Exactly. I can get you a bag of Skittles, a little bite-sized bag.
Hell yeah!
Real quick. You got some leftover Halloween candy?
No, one of the bosses has a little candy tray.
We have more than one boss here.
Well, I have more than one boss here.
Like sales guy Sam.
Yeah, sales
sales boss Sam.
Sales boss Sam. Yeah, he has a little candy bowl.
That guy's not my boss. I hope he's hearing this. I don't even know who you are, Sam. Don't you tell me what to do.
He's got a little candy bowl, though, that he replenished.
I'm about to go find that candy bowl, Sam.
Clear it out.
I'll show you. My name's Tyrese Halliburton.
I had two Snickers and a bag of Skittles.
They got Snickers over there?
Yeah.
What the hell am I doing with these almond Rocas?
Yeah, dude. He does a good job of mixing it up.
The camera might catch Patrick and I just clearing that bowl out during the
next break. What camera?
Oh, there's cameras all over this building, baby.
And then Boss Manculi's has the basket of Hi-Chews. Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't do Hi-Chews. My teeth suck too bad.
Oh, my God. Just absolutely dangerous. I was in there talking to him yesterday. I think I housed like 7 green apple Hi-Chews in a 5-minute span.
He's like, Joe, are you paying attention? You're being fired right now. You're like, dude, green apple.
Yeah, about that. You got any mango in there?
Quick update for all you sports bros out there. Steph Curry will not return to game one tonight against the Wolves. He crapped his pants and it slithered down his hamstring so bad that he will not return tonight.
Yikes.
And then Anthony Edwards was just grabbing his ankle, but it looks like he's actually fine. He's playing basketball right now. So
well, screw Anthony Edwards.
What a diva.
He's not only is he a diva? He's a D-bag, too.
He's my favorite player.
He just can't keep it wrapped, and he just likes to throw that D around.
You know, him and Anthony Simons, they don't wrap up. They let it fly.
But just be a daddy. How about that? How about be a dad?
That's asking too much of an NBA player. Right? How dare you?
Like, look, I choose how to be a dad. I got 3 kids. 2 of them I like, 1 of them I don't. So I'm a hell of a good dad at 2 of them, and 1 of them not my problem.
They're listening to this right now. All 3 of them are like, looking at each other.
Okay, you ever got a new job and they check in on you after 45 days? That's what I'd like to do right now with the Seattle Mariners.
Ooh, Macadamia Roca.
You know what's interesting is we wanted to do this last week. We actually wanted to do this 2 weeks ago. Schultzy and I were talking about it. But I had a midlife crisis, so I couldn't be here.
And I crapped my pants.
And Joe crapped his pants. And his car crapped his pants. So now we have to do it. So now it's more of a 45-day situation. And boy, does 2 weeks change a lot of what's going on.
Sure does, Bob.
Because I'll tell you what, my 25-30-day report on this team was pretty as you would expect. My 45-day report on this team, you ever seen the very beginning of Major League? And there's those construction guys, and they look at each other and they go, hey, this team ain't too effing bad. That's kind of how I feel about the Seattle Mariners right now. Like, what up, guys? Fourth most runs scored in a game. At times, flirting with the best offense in baseball. Cal Raleigh, currently projected as the number 4 on the MVP ballot.
Also behind Aaron Judge is like...
Nice little team.
The best hitter in American League, at least best power hitter.
He might be
in
the best American hitter League. I've ever seen in my life.
Give him that torpedo bat on the left side and gone.
Yeah, the collective, including Julio tonight, hitting a dong in the first inning. How about that?
JP's almost hitting 300.
Julio loves dongs.
And it has been a complete change offensively for this team from, well, really, if you go back as far as August 21st of 2024. There's a great article up now on FanGraphs that really illustrates this team and what they have been doing differently as far as Jorge Polanco and his batting stance, how they're approaching the plate. Oh, my God. Anthony Edwards is 0 for 8.
Good.
Sorry. Not good. He's a good basketball player, and that's bad for basketball.
Draymond's in his grave, in his grill, up in his brain.
But I digest. Digest Amon Roca.
He's a buster.
The Mariners, they are just hitting the ball, and really it has been that
offense has
been much better since Dan Wilson has taken over. Their runs per game have gone up since the day that Dan Wilson has taken over. I know that the season did not start as well as they would have liked, but they have more than made up for it over the last couple of weeks. I mean, over the last couple of weeks, they have the best average in the American League. They have the best on-base percentage. That is a huge thing they are doing differently. Walking and not striking out, getting on base. How about that?
That's kind of where I want to sit here. We'll get to the pitching staff in the next little seggy, but that's kind of what I want to stare in the hitting. Like, it's fascinating because that was the conversation leading into this season because it was basically the leftovers from last season. There's not a whole lot that's changed on this team, okay? Right field is an issue. First base is an issue.
But outside of that,
every
position's weighted run created is above 100.
They've come back to where they should be. Now, Julio is not quite the superstar you expect him to be. You want him to put up Acuña MVP numbers.
But they've
basically, I like to think of Julio as Acuña. I like to think of them as the same. So he's not quite there. But everyone else, you mentioned it. J.P. Crawford, he's hitting. Jorge Polanco is having
the career
of his life right now.
MVP candidate as well.
And it's interesting to look at, these were the guys that we were fed, and maybe we were fooled as semi-locals in that these guys just need to get right, and that will reign true. And we were like, well, even if they get right, it's not very good. They're getting right. And J.P. Crawford and Jorge Polanco, that middle section there of your infield, they're playing really well. Dylan Moore, when he's been healthy, has been absolutely fantastic. And I shouldn't say when he's been healthy. He had one small stint on the DL.
Yeah, he's already back.
But he's been really good. Randy Arozarena.
He's been great these last 2 weeks.
Randy Arozarena has been really solid. I know he missed the last few games, but like he's back. And this offense, we were told, as long as they can be healthy and play as we think they can, they'll be really good. And we were like, that's garbage. And here they are playing like we think they can.
Well,
and they're really good.
And what's wild is that their pitching over the last handful of weeks has been just okay.
And that's kind of...
And they are, you know, a Kirby. We haven't seen him. Gilbert, he's been out. But again, they're pitching... I mean, Munoz has been awesome. He's been showing that he's like one of the best catcher or one of the best closers, rather. Maybe a top five, top three in the league. But the pitching has not been the focal point over this stretch of games. It has been the offense.
And that's exactly where I want to get to next. Like, when you build a team and you're looking at a team and how they're going to go forward and you know what your strengths are and all of a sudden your strengths are not as strong as you want. I'm not saying they're a weakness, but they're not as strong as you want. Meanwhile, your weakness is becoming your strength. Can those two become sustainable? Can those two continue? And that's where I want to get to next. Like, paging Logan Gilbert, paging George Kirby, Luis Castillo, Bryce Miller. Hello. Who are you? Where are you? That's what I want to get into next. If the pitching staff figures it out, does the hitting stay along for the ride? We'll do that next. That's Joe. I'm Patrick. 10A the Fan.
Hey, really quickly, before we dive into the pitching side, I had some pretty cool numbers.
No, I want to hear this.
No.
Hey, this is Schulte's time to shine, all right, Joe? Damn it! Harrison Fisher, okay?
Sorry, I do host a Mariners podcast. I think I have I track these stats.
Hey, give yourself some love. Shout out that Mariners podcast.
Well, it's disgusting how bad I track these like from day to day. Like I want the Mariners to do good, and I'm sure you do the same with your
do
own,
well.
Joe. I do well. I can't even speak English correctly.
Sorry, I have children. I'm trying to teach them so they don't turn out to be like you or me.
Idiot Schulte over here.
Idiot Patrick as well.
But you're talking...
I just decided to eat meatloaf if the Knicks and Nuggets lose.
Never want to eat meatloaf again.
Win.
How can you get your pudding if you don't eat your meat?
That's a good question.
We don't need
Thank you. I'm glad you picked up on that.
No, but Joe brought up that really good article from Fangraphs talking about Jorge Polanco kind of closing his position up at the plate now, essentially not hitting as open as he was. And there's about five or six different other mechanical adjustments that players have made. But the Edgar Martinez effect, Buster Olney, we're talking about Dan Wilson, but Buster Olney did a great article. I believe he's still with ESPN, but this ended up in like USA Today.
Buster's still with ESPN.
Yeah. But everybody was copying it. And then I ended up reading this on USA Today that Buster Olney pointed out in 82 games since last August through Thursday. So this wasn't even counting the two massive wins, the 13-1 win the Mariners had over the Rangers. They were second in runs scored, second in home runs, second in stolen bases, second in walk rate, and second in WRC+. So just the shift of mindset immediately after firing Scott Servais off of like a 1-8 stretch to Dan Wilson and Edgar coming in, I wouldn't say it's lit the world on fire, but there is an absolute change in philosophy.
Well, their new hitting coach to the dude from Atlanta?
Kevin Seitzer, and then they brought over Bobby Magallanes, who's basically like Kevin Seitzer's, you know,
right-handed. Bobby Magallanes. Yeah. What a name.
I know, right?
Sounds like the guy that killed that United Healthcare dude.
That's Luis Mangino or Luigi Mangione. Right? Luigi?
Yeah, the Mariners offensive
coordinator. But if you look at 1-5 on the Mariner batting order and you see Julio, I don't know exactly if this is the order, so I'm just saying, guys, if you look at Julio, J.P. Crawford, Jorge Polanco, Cal Raleigh, like those are guys that should hit. Those are guys that Randy Arozarena. Those are five guys that should be solid. Is it Aaron Judge and Giancarlo and Juan Soto? No, but those are guys that should be able to hit. I think what's really fascinating, and that's what I want to transition to, is this team is built on pitching. Munoz, to Joe's point last segment, Munoz has been the best closer in baseball. Clase's fallen apart. Hader seems to be MIA. Whatever they're doing in LA, it's kind of all, I'll give Suarez a lot of love in San Diego. He looks really, really good.
Yep.
But from a metric standpoint, Munoz has been the guy in baseball. And what's fascinating is it's the starters that are letting this team down. Luis Castillo, let me ask you, Jordan, resident Mariner fan, who's pitching the best right now?
Brian
Logan
Liu.
Gilbert, Luis Castillo, or Bryce Miller?
Well, Logan Gilbert's not pitching right now, so there's one answer off the board, and I'd probably say Bryce Miller isn't pitching as well either, so you got to go with option three, unfortunately.
Yeah, and we kept sitting here and saying he's the highest paid guy on the staff, and he's probably the most expendable. You know, Kirby's been hurt, obviously. There's, you know, we should see him hopefully in the next couple weeks. Gilbert's supposed to come back in the next time for his turn in the rotation is what the thought is.
Hopefully.
But Bryce Miller looks broken. He looks really broken.
He might be injured. See, there's been a lot of questions.
That's the talk about that, too. Either way, he looks broken. Now, Wu's been great.
Wu's your ace.
But Wu's the ace, and he was number five. So I think the real question is for this team is, can this hitting stay sustainable? Because you have to believe that starting rotation will come back and will come back strong.
Well, yeah. I mean, once you get Gilbert back in the fold, who was playing at basically a Cy Young level.
He looked good.
He was
looked really good.
Really good to start the season.
Him and Max Fried have looked the best, in my opinion, in the American League.
And then you get Kirby back. I don't know what the expected timeline for his return is here soon.
One or two more rehab starts in Tacoma.
So, I mean, those are probably your, you know, 1-2, you're 1-3, depending on the, you know, who's performing best. I mean, I think that I feel like this team, and it's not just over this season. Again, the sample size is from August 22nd into this year, is that this team, Dan Wilson, with Edgar Martinez, with the dude who came over from Atlanta, they have made valuable changes, not to how they hit the ball, but their approach at the plate. And that's the thing, is if you look
at the walks, you're talking about the walks.
Yeah. If you look at their walk rate and their strikeout rate, complete opposite directions right now. Like it is, they are playing smart baseball at the dish.
And this you don't have to be a 300 hitter.
No,
you just can't strike out 200 times.
Be smart.
Yeah.
You know, don't be just swinging at everything. Like it's just.
Julio still ain't never seen a slider you don't like.
But he's starting to lay off of him, but yeah, you're right.
But
yeah.
Again, with Julio, like they changed his approach. It's just like, dude, you don't have to be pulling these balls into the highest possible. Like you can get a ball on the ground. It's okay if it's if the ball is on the ground. Just make sure it goes to a gap in a spot that, you know, is open. But they have just changed things to make it. And this is like a lot of the quotes that are coming from the players is like, it's just a lot more, like, the approach is a lot more simple. Like, we are simplifying things here. And it's, again, it's kind of just like one of those back-to-basics things.
Baseball is a complex sport, but sometimes you're right, Joe. It's all it takes is just simplify the game. Does
it's
the
not
pitch
me
look
saying
bad?
It, and it's,
stop swinging at it.
It's Cal Raleigh saying it. Julio saying it about what Edgar brought and their new hitting coach. Again, I'm forgetting his name.
Kevin
Atlanta.
Seltzer.
Thank you.
It's all good.
I mean, Edgar is a top 10 hitter I ever saw in my life. So I'm going to listen to anything you
have
to say.
Well, and that's what even, I think it was Cal Raleigh said. He was like,
Edgar, Pujols, and Manny. Like, those are three of the best hitters I ever saw. Miggy Cabrera.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Cal or if it was Jorge Blanco. They were basically like, yeah, when Edgar was here last year, we knew who he was, so we kind of just listened to him. We just shut up and like, yeah, okay, whatever you say, like, you were really, really good. We're going to believe what you say. So yeah, it has been a mindset shift at the dish. And like, I was thinking about my Orioles from a couple years ago. That's something that they did awesome 2 years ago when they had one of their best seasons in recent memory. Is they were patient.
Yeah, not last year, the year before, the big breakout year.
Yeah, they were waiting for their pitches. They were very smart at the dish. They played smart baseball when they were at bat. And that's what the Mariners are doing right now. They're not just like, there's less pressure. They're not as tense. And what I love to hear is that they're doing it at home. They're not
actually
letting,
hitting.
Yeah, they're not letting the supposed ghosts of T-Mobile Park get in their mind.
I hate that metric so much.
I
whether it's Colorado, to the flip side of it or the Mariners to the other side. I hate that metric. Good hitting is good hitting.
But it really is true that that park suppresses hitting more so than any other park.
Just like Wrigley does home runs, but Kyle Tucker seems to be having an okay time.
But you got to approach it the right way. And because of that, they shifted to a simple C-ball, hit-ball approach. That is literally how Edgar approached every single one of his at-bats. And there was just like this, I think, 29, 30-year-old guy feeding them analysis and feeding them statistics. And you can't... I think I said this many times last year, with no experience in Major League Baseball, not really much experience in a batter's box since college, you can't go and expect Major League hitters to actually listen to you. And I'm shocked that we are like still seeing like the Mariners' former hitting coach, Jared DeHart, got hired by the Red Sox. I can't believe people want to approach that way still. But then you see the Texas Rangers yesterday hiring Brett freaking Boone as their new hitting coach because they're looking at the Seattle Mariners saying, hey.
She's seen Reddit's response.
Oh, I'm sure. All roided up, all the Texas Rangers. Back to the roids.
Here's what you do. Well, then here's what you do. You bleach your tips and you hit the roids.
Well, and then the Mariners were automatically like, all right, you're going to take Brett Boone. We'll take Tavares off
waivers. We'll take Tavares off.
You'll
see what we can do. Well, this will be the fascinating thing. This is your 45-day job interview, your job report. And so far, you've done well. We'll circle back at 90 days.
Of course, the A's are good, by the way, when the Mariners were good. It's got to stop.
This is a lot of corporate talk. We're going to circle back and check on the synergy of this project.
Because after 90 days, I can fire you.
We're going to see if all our goals are aligning on this.
Because after 90 days, I can fire you and not pay you unemployment.
Or health insurance.
Or health insurance. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, Joe. Come on. By the way, told you the A's were going to be good.
Hey, that might be the biggest threat to the Mariners in the AL West. My Rangers have taken
my Athletics.
My Rangers have taken a big old dump.
My Athletics. I want everybody. I know, Brandon Sprague, I know you're listening right now. My Athletics. Don't you take him.
I want to talk about crap in your pants. That's what my
Brandon Sprague, my Rangers crap his pants a lot?
Maybe. He's a runner.
Oh, he brought a hood coast. He's probably crapped his pants at least three times.
Sales guy Dave, who is an insane runner, like does those long trail runs. You know, I'm getting ready for my 30 mile this weekend.
I wear it depends, just in case.
I talked to him about that. He's like, oh yeah, that's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my buddy's done Ironman twice, and he pees himself all the time.
Oh, I'm talking about both, buddy. Oof. Like they let it all go.
Brutal. All right, when we come back. Has the shine worn off, and how important is this high-end bullpen going to be, and how does it turn out? Plus, fair or foul, loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, Today the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.